All right, 5 minute fight. Angelo, you mentioned this a couple times, so I figured this should be the number one thing for you and I to get after first. So the way I see it, there's only a couple ways to find a mentor. And this is just after conversations with a bunch of entrepreneurs who kind of told me this is kind of how they see it. So you only got one or two ways, like I said. One, you can either pay for that mentorship, or two, you can spend that time building the relationship with that mentor. So the difference is, one, you're going to get information. You're going to get information that you paid for. Two, you're going to pay that time to get the information that you want to get. That basically is just you going and working for that mentor, or doing something for that mentor to provide them value. And therefore, they're going to give you some value back at some point down the line. Now, the way I see it is, this is money versus time. You're either going to spend money or you're going to spend time. It's really that simple. Next, learn the cycles. So Anthony talked about real estate cycles, and there are real estate cycles. Max Maxwell has a video on it. Sharif Medawar has a video on it. There's quite a few. I think Ryan Pineda also has videos on it. It's something that I've got to research and learn as well, but it's definitely something we want to take a look at, as that's what we are in now. We are currently in a real estate cycle, and from what I understand, there's like four of them, but I don't know them all off the top of my head, so I'm not going to act like I do. Go check that out and do your research. Number three, invest in cash flow. Anthony mentioned to him that I kept hearing him say during interviews and conversations that he should invest for cash flow. And I also have seen that even through this, that there's some other folks who will say, hey, this is how you avoid recession. This is how you make something recession-proof, is by investing for cash flow. So I think that's a wise decision. I also think people don't just invest for cash flow. I think sometimes people invest for equity as well, looking at where it is. But I think, you know, the cash flow is definitely the bigger factor of those two in looking for a property, for at least from what I can tell, like I said. So number four, be a student, learn from all sources. So during our conversation, Anthony mentioned in a very quick moment that he learned by listening to some other folks what they were doing. And then I think Jason Urusi actually mentioned this as well, is copying what they were doing and then figuring it out. Anthony did the exact same thing. And what he did was found ways to be creative. And then he learned to double up his money as he was doing it by having these conversations, listening to what other people were talking. At least that's what I took away from it. Number five, reinvest. Anthony mentioned after he got his check that he took that money and it was this wholesale check, he said, like 20K. He took that money and put it back into what he was doing. Reinvesting. All the folks that I know or that I've met and that I've had the opportunity to interview, particularly when starting out, most of them are taking the money they have and putting it right back into what they're doing. Another perfect example of this is on a more popular scale is probably Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast says all the time that he'll make a million some odd dollars off of a video, take it and put it right back into his video production and into the next video, which is mind-blowing to me. But then you also see that it's true because he's living out of his office. So he's paying the bills, but he's living out of the same place he's paying those bills at. He doesn't have his own house, that kind of thing. So definitely something I think we should implement as we move forward, is taking whatever funds we make from sponsorship, from YouTube videos, from properties, and putting it right back in. And we'll see how that goes.